皆さんおはようございます。
おはようございます。
2年前のことですけれども、2年前に、静岡のクリスチャンカンファレンスが、開かれたのでそこに、行ってきた時ですね、その時に、海外から、ゲストスピーカーが来られていたんですけれども、その方がコートでなりました。
A couple of years ago, we had the opportunity, two of us had an opportunity to go to a conference in Shizuoka, and there was a guest speaker from America, and he was speaking to us. It was a real blessing for us to be a part of that conference and to receive teaching. And this is one of the things that he shared with us. He said, God in heaven wants to bless this nation of Japan. He's got the window ready to just open up and pour out his blessings on this nation.
その本当にこの日本という国に愛されてて本当に祝福したい、天の窓を開いて祝福したい。ただそこにですね、あとは私たちが針の穴でもいいから、本当に針の穴でもいいから、そのぐらい開けることができれば、それ神様はもう天の窓を開いてざっと恵みの雨が降ってくるでしょうというふうに言われました。
And he said God loves this nation. God loves the people who are living in this nation so much, and he's ready. He's ready to pour out that blessing. So even if we just take a needle and just kind of prick that space with a needle, even from there, he will pour out his rain of grace, his rain of blessing on this people and on this place.
神様は本当に溢れんばかりですね、私たちのことを祝福したいというふうに願っておられる。ただその前に私たちもやるべきことがあるということです。
God is full of love. God is full of blessing. God is a good God. God wants to lavish His love on the people that He has created. And He's ready to do that. He is ready. He's waiting. But there's one thing that we must do in that process as well.
はい、今日はですね、また改めて献金ということを考えてみたいと思いますね。先週に献金の話を一回しているんですけども、今日はもう少し深みにですね、飛び出していきたいというふうに思います。アウトラインがあるでしょうかね。それに沿って結構させていただきます。
2 weeks ago we were talking about our offerings to God, and this week is a continuation of a teaching on that. So there's an outline in front of you, and I encourage you to follow alongand use that as a part of the learning process that you can reflect on later as well.
ちょっとここでですね、誰かですね、私に1万円くださるっていう方います？
Is there somebody here in our group, in our family here that could give Atsushi 10,000 yen?
The
first point in this is first things first. Please write this on your outline. First things first.
書かないと全部忘れますので、必ず書き込んで残ってくださると、多分書いた部分は覚えていると思います。
Most people who just listen tend to forget within 15 to 20 minutes after they've heard it. So if you write it, that helps in the process of remembering and what we're learning. So please write the first things first.
こういう聖書箇所がありますね。出エジプトの13章2節、新改訳聖書で読みします。イスラエル人の間で最初に生まれる初子はすべて人であれ家畜であれ私のために成立せよ、それは私のものである。
In Exodus chapter 13 verse 2 it says this verse: Sanctify to me all the firstborn, whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, born of man and beast, it is mine, it belongs to me.
主のものであるということですね、いわゆる初歩の原則あるいは初歩の原則あるいは十一の原則というふうに、言われています。
It's if the principle of first fruit, the principle of the firstborn, the principle of the tithe, the first 10% of everything that belongs to God.
神様は、初歩はすべて何でもないか、私のものであるというふうに、はっきりと宣言しておられます。
He says that first 10%, who does that belong to? That belongs to me. It was always mine. It always belonged to me.
はい、それは神様のものである。
It's God's. That 10% belongs to God.
初歩は神様のものであるっていうのは、ここだけだね。実際この他の16回、出てきます。
It's not just here. In fact, God says 16 different times that 10% is what belongs to Him. It's His.
先ほどのマラキ書のところを参照によると神様ははっきりと私たちが11献金を自分のものとして取っておくならばそれは神様から盗んでいることになるんですよというふうに言っています。
In the passage that we just read from Malachi, in Malachi's prophecy, what he's saying to the people of Israel, they were not giving to God what belonged to him, and by taking that and using it, they were robbingGod of what actually belongs to him.
人は神のものを盗むことができるか。ところがあなた方は私のものを盗んでいる。しかもあなた方は言うと、何をして私たちはあなたのものを盗んだでしょうか。それは十分の一と奉納物によってである。あなた方は呪いを受けている。あなた方は私のものを盗んでいる。この民全体が盗んでいるというふうに言われています。
Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how are we robbing you? In tithes and offerings. You are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me.
十分の一の捧げ物を私の蔵に納めなさいよ。そして私の家、教会ですね、に食物があるように出てきなさいよ。食べ物があるようにしなさいよ。そうするならば私は必ず天の窓を開いてこの民全体を祝福しますよというふうに約束されているんです。
God promises. He says bring to the gathering place. If it was now we'd say bring to the church building or you know at that time it was bring to the temple. But bring to the gathering place your tithes and your offerings. Bring from your harvest. Bring of your goods.Bring what you have and bring that 10% to me. Because I promise you, if you will be faithful, if you will honor me in this, I will bless you beyond what you can imagine.
それは私のものなんだよ。でもそれをしないんだれば、あなた方は呪われるんですよ。なぜならば、神のものに手をつけることになるからなんだ。
He said, that 10% that belongs to me, it was mine from the beginning.But I will bless you if you honor that. But if you do not honor that, it's like you are robbing me of what belongs to me, and I will put you under a curse. I will curse you.
それはしちゃいけないことですよ。あなたは呪われますからね。というふうに言ってこられるんですね。
You must not rob me. If you rob me, you will be cursed. That's the consequence.
この箇所をもう少し注意して見てみるとですね、神様はこの十分の一と奉納物あるいは献納物捧げ物ですね、十分の一と捧げ物というのを明確に分けて、はっきりと分けて区別しておられます。
And one thing that we'd like you to notice here is that when Malachi is sharing this word of God with the people, that God himself makes a distinction. He says tithes and offerings. He separates those are two different things, the tithe and the offerings.
十分の一ですね。十一献金というのは本当に主のものなんです。ですので主のものですから我々はそれをお返ししているわけですね。
The tithe is what belongs to the Lord. So the tithe is what was his from the beginning, and we're just returning to him what he has given to us. That was his from the beginning. We're just giving that back.
それ以上のものですね。十分の一は主のものであるよ。十分の九は私たちのものです。そこから与える、捧げるということが始まるということです。違います。
God loves us so much that he gives us so much that the one-tenth was his to begin with, which means he has blessed us with nine-tenths. But that's what we have. But of that nine-tenths, what we give of that nine-tenths to him, that is our offering to him. We give back to him because he has given to us.
もう少し、説明していきますね。アダムといえば創世記ですね、2章あたりからの出来事ですけれども、神様は、アダムとエヴァにエデンの園の管理の、仕事を任されたわけですけれども、その時に全部の木から食べてもいいですよ、でも1本の木からは食べちゃダメですよと言われました。
Let's use another example. You go back to the beginning of Genesis, and God creates Adam and Eve, and he has placed them in the Garden of Eden, and he says, everything that is here, everything that surrounds you, it's yours. It's yours to care for, it's yours to enjoy, it's yours to receive as a blessing. You can eat anything, you can use anything, except this one tree.
その一本の木の実を取って自分のものとして食べてはダメですよ、食べたら呪われますよというふうに言われたんです。
He said you can use anything except for this one tree. If you take the fruit off of this one tree and you use it as your own and you eat it, you will be cursed.
全ては神様のものです。その中で私たちに必要なものは全部与えてくださいました。
Everything belongs to God because God created all of it. But he gives it all away. He's so generous that he gives it all away. And he says, I want to do this because I love you, because I want to bless you. I want you to be filled with joy.
そして全部食べてもいいですよ。でもこれだけは食べちゃいけません。手をつけてはダメですよ。食べたら呪われますよと言われました。
You can eat all of this awesome stuff, all of this I prepared for you. Just don't eat this one tree. That's it. Everything else, it's yours.
最初の11は私のものですよ。それに手をつけちゃいけませんよと言われました。
So, right from the beginning, right at the beginning of Genesis, he already sets this principle. This one tenth, this is what belongs to me. This is what you're not to touch. The rest is for you to use.
もう一つお話しますね。ヨシュア記に出てくるエリコの陥落の話を覚えていらっしゃるでしょうか。
Do you remember the story of Jericho in Joshua 6 and 7? This is another story where God gives some instruction to his people.
神様はエリコの町からの戦利品ですね、それをイスラエルの、それに対してですね、戦利品に対してイスラエルの民が守らなければいけない厳密な命令を与えられました。どんな命令だったでしょうか。
Do you remember what is the specific command that he gives to his people Israel when he allows Israel to go in and to conquer the town of Jericho and to make it a part of their place, the place that was given to them by God? Do you remember what the command is that he gives to the people before they enter into Jericho?
それは、エリコの町の戦利品は全て神様に属するものであるという命令でした。
He said, everything that is a tool of war, those things are the things that belong to God.
エリコの金とか銀とかは、全て全部主の家に捧げなさいよというふうに言われました。
All of the gold, all of the precious metals, precious jewels, those kinds of things are to be taken into the house of the Lord and put into the treasury of the Lord.
なぜ神様はエリコの金や銀とかのものをすべて主の家に捧げなさいよというふうに命じられたんでしょうか。
Why is it that God gives this command? All of the gold, all of the silver, those are the things that I want you to set aside and put into my treasury.
それはエリコが約束の地で勝ち取った一番最初の町だったからです。
It's because Jericho was the very first city.That was given to the people of Israel.
エリコが初穂だったからです。
Jericho was the first gift, the first blessing from God.
神様はエリコの金や銀はすべて私の家に持ってきなさいよ。残りのまちまちは全部あなたのものになりますよと言われたんです。
All of the gold, all of the silver, those are the things that you're to put into the treasury. Those are the things that belong to me. Everything else in the city, all of the buildings, all of the fruits, the vegetables, everything, all of the belongings, all of that is yours to use freely.
神様はまず10の、まちまちを勝ち取りなさいよ、そして10番目のものは私のものですよというのは言わなかったです。
God did not say, okay, I'm going to give you these 10 towns, okay, and you're going to get all these 10 towns, okay, and all of these 10 towns you can use however you want, and then the last one will be Jericho, and that one will belong to me. He didn't say that.、
はい、神様は最初のものは私に捧げなさいよ。これはあなたのものですよ。
He said the very first thing, the very first thing that you receive, that's the thing that belongs to me, the first thing. And then everything else that you get after that, that will be given for you.
この話の中で、イスラエルの民の中で、神様の厳格な命令に背いた人が一人だけ、いました。覚えていらっしゃるでしょうか。
Do you remember who the person was, who obeyed that?Who didn't obey that? Achan.
神様言われたわけですね。そんなことしたらあかん。
I can't translate that. That's a joke.
イスラエルの、民はですね、神様からエリコの金銀は神様のものだから自分のものにしちゃいけませんよって厳しく命じられたり。何もかかわらずアカンはその銀を自分のものにしてしまったわけです。で、そして呪われてしまったんですね。
All of the rest of the people of Israel, they obeyed God in His command, except for this one man, Achan. Achan decided to ignore God, and he decided to take the things that he found and make them his own. And because of that, God cursed him.
はい。ただあなた方は聖絶のものに手を出すな。聖絶のものに。しないため聖絶のものを取ってイスラエルの宿営を聖絶なものにしこれに災いをもたらさないためであるというのがもともと神様から言われていたのに手をつけてしまったために呪われてしまったわけです。
This is a little bit too small for you to see, but it's Joshua chapter 6 verse 18. It says, But keep away from the devoted things so that you will not bring about your own destruction by taking any of them. Otherwise you will make the camp of Israel liable to destruction and bring trouble on it.
いいですかね。戦利品が主の家に持ち込まれたときにそれは祝福されて聖絶されたわけです。
All of those things, all of the precious metals, the gold and the silver, all of those things are the things that are set aside for God.
人がそれを自分のものにしてしまったときに、約束の地にいるにもかかわらず、それは呪われたものになってしまったっていうことなんです。
If you take of those things, it's not only cursing you, but it is cursing that land. It is cursing your nation. It's cursing your people.
ここまで、見てきましたけども、あ、じゃあこれは旧約のことじゃないか。新約は、そうではないんじゃないかっていうふうに思われる方がいるかもしれない。私もかつてそう思ってました。
And so we may be tempted to look at that and say, okay, wait, that is Old Testament. Now we're in New Testament times. To be honest, that's what I also thought. I thought, well, that's Old Testament stories trying to get the people to, you know, obey God. But how about in the New Testament?
4つ気づかされる点があります。
There's four things that I realized.
1つ目ですね。新約聖書の教え、旧約聖書の教えがありますけれども、旧約新約ですね。新約聖書の教えっていうのは、必ず常に旧約の教えよりもハードルが高いです。
One of the things that we've realized is this. There's Old Testament teaching, an example. There's New Testament teaching, an example. Always and forever. What is taught in the Old Testament...We're actually challenged to a higher standard, a more challenging standard in the New Testament. They're not in conflict with each other.
イエス様の教え、三条の説教ありますね。マタイの五章。例えばですけれども、旧約では殺すな、人を殺した者は裁きを受けるというふうに言われてましたけれども、イエス様の教えどうですか。考えてあいつはバカだとかあいつは愚か者だって考えただけで地獄に投げ込まれるぞって言われてますね。旧約よりも新約の方が高いです。
Let's use the example from Matthew 5, where Jesus is giving his Sermon on the Mount, the famous teaching. And he says, you were taught in the Old Testament teaching, do not murder. But what I'm saying is that if you get angry with somebody else and you think that you want to hurt them and you call them stupid, that's the same thing. That is the same thing as murdering them.
旧約では目には目を歯には歯をというふうに命じられている、ということです。目には歯を、目には目を、歯には歯をで、まあ、復讐しているということですけども、新約ではそうじゃないですね。あなたの敵をも愛しなさいという、もちろんハードルが上がっているわけですよ。
In the Old Testament it said, you know, if somebody gouges out your eye, then you can gouge out their eye. If they knock out your tooth, then you can knock out their tooth. So that everything becomes equal. But Jesus takes it a step further and he says, in the New Testament, he says,No, what I want you to do is when that person does that to you, I want you to respond to them with love. I want you to love your enemy much, much harder.
2番目ですね。マタイの、23章23節、イエス様の言葉ですね、立法学者とパリアサイ派の人々、あなたたち偽善者は不幸だ。ハッカ、イノンド、ウイキョウの10分の1は捧げるが、立法の中で最も重要な正義、慈悲誠実はないがしろにしているからだ。これこそ行うべきことである。もとより十分の一の捧げ物もないがしろにしてはならないが。ですので、もちろんイエス様はその動機ですね、どういう思いでやっているのか、それを問われているわけですけれども、かといって十分の一を否定しているわけじゃないですね。それはもうあって、その心を問われているわけです。ですので、まあ、こういう言葉が、はい、イエス様も言われている。
So we said that there are four principles, and the first one is that the New Testament does not negate the Old Testament. It's actually a higher challenge. The second one we can find from this passage in Matthew 23:23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done.Without neglecting the others. So he actually, again, he challenges them to go beyond. It's not just this form. It's just not a set of rules that you have to obey. There's a deeper purpose, a deeper heart of the matter. And those are the things that we're actually being challenged in. That's what he does in the New Testament.
はい、2つ目ですかね。3つ目、先ほどのマラキ書ですけれども、10分の1の献金を試してみなさい。そうすることによって私が天の窓を開き、あふれんばかり祝福をあなたに注ぐかどうかを試してみようと言われています。聖書の中で、私を試してみなさいっていうのはダメなんですね。私を試しちゃいけませんよ。私の捉えちゃいけませんよっていうふうに言われているんです。試してみなさいって書かれているのは献金に対してだけなんです。
If you go back to this is the third principle. If you go back to this scripture that we read today from Malachi's prophecy, God says, he says, test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not, goes on. Earlier in the Old Testament, it says, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Jesus says this, right, when he receives his testing, his temptation.From Satan. But here, God is saying, test me in this. So what is he saying to test him in? He's saying, test him in your offerings, in what you do above and beyond what God expects of you. Test and see what he will do and how he will bless you beyond what you can imagine.
はい、これが3つ目ですね。4つ目、マラキ書を皆さん開かれているでしょうか。マラキ書の3章のところですけれども、今日読んだ下りですね、6節から12節のところまでですけれども、その6節のところ何て書いてあるでしょうか。
If you have your Bibles open, we have just been reading this passage from Malachi. What is it that God says in verse 6? Look at verse 6 and see what it is that God says there.
一番最初にあえて神様はこれも入れられているんですね。主である私は変わることがない、私は変わらないですよということが書いてあるんです、ね、
God makes one promise and this is the promise that he makes to his people. He says, I the Lord do not change.
旧約の神様、新約の神様、同じ神様ですよ。マラキ書、あえて、ね、これを、入れられていますね。ですので、性別されるか呪われるか、11献金というのは主のために性別されたものであって、主の家に持ってこなければならないんですよということです。
So the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament are not different gods. It's the same God. He still lives by the same principle. He still lives by who he reveals himself to be. And he still expects the same things, whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament. It's just in the New Testament, he goes even deeper and further with that. So whether you will be blessed, will you be set apart for God, or will you be cursed, will you be separated from God? This is the question that we have. And this is our challenge with the tithe and with the offering. The tithe is what belongs to God. That's what he requires. That's what he expects because it belongs to him. That doesn't change in the Old Testament or the New Testament.
皆さんは収入の 100% を取っておいて、取っておきながらそれが呪われてしまうと、収入の 90% でやりくりしながら、全てが神様から祝福されるのと、どっちを望まれるでしょうかね。
So, what is it that God hopes for? How does he want us to look at it? All of the things that he gives to us, that 100%, that's ours.Or does he want us to look at that and use that for him? Or does he want us to look at it as, okay, here's the 10% that belong to God, and then here's the other 90% that's for me?
これはクリスチャンが個人的にですね、答えを出さなければならない。それが私たち一人一人が答えを出さなければならない質問だと思います。
And that's something that we have to wrestle with individually in our own faith with God, in our relationship with God.
2番目のポイントに移りますね。それは我々は管理者としての責任が任せられているということです。所有者ではないということです。
The second point, which I think we can learn from this prophecy, is that God gives us stewardship responsibility. We are not the owners, so we are entrusted with something.
我々は一時的に神様から、管理するようにと任されているに過ぎないということです。最終的には返さなきゃいけないということですよ。
So God entrusts us for a time with a certain amount of gifts and things. But at some point, all of those things must be returned back to Him because they belong to Him.
先週生産の時に、豊さんが、ね、この箇所を言ってくださったポイントなんですけれども、もう一度読んでみます。第一ペテロ4章10節、それぞれが賜物を受けているのですから、神のさまざまな恵みを良い管理者としてその賜物を用いて互いに使い合いなさい。
Last week, in our time of communion reflection, Yutaka-san shared this passage from 1 Peter 4, and I think it demonstrates this very beautifully. It says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards in God's grace, of God's grace in its various forms.
11献金を捧げるということは、我々が所有者ではなくて、我々が忠実な管理者であるかどうかということを思い出させてくれるものであると思います。
If when we give the tithe, that shows not whether or not we are generous, but it shows whether or not we are faithful in honoring God in what He expects.
一番初めに久保さんが、ね、1万円私にくださいって言って、 何に使うとも何までくださいって言ったら、あと私に持っててくれたじゃないですか。皆さん不思議は思いませんでした。
Did you not think it was strange that Atsushi just said, who wants to give me 10,000 yen? And that Kubo-san gave him 10,000 yen without saying, okay, you have to use it this way, or did that not seem strange to you that he would just give away his money?
Kubo-san, お金持ちだからですかね。
Do you think Kubo-san is a rich man and can just throw his money in
the
air? Does he stand in the back and like hand out his Ichiban to everybody that he can
そうですね、恋愛が始める前に私が 彼に1枚渡しておいて、私の1枚渡しておいて、説教の中で1枚くださいって言ったら、はいって言って1枚持ってくださいねっていうふうに伝えてあったんですよ。
To be honest with you, before worship began today, I gave Kubo-san 1万円 and I said, okay, I'm going to ask somebody to give me 1万円, so I'm going to give this to you, and when I ask for that, I want you to bring it up and give it back to me.
彼がいとも簡単にですね、1万円渡すことができたりは、この1枚はもともと私のものだったからです。
The reason I was easy for him to give it back is because it didn't belong to him in the first place. It was mine always. I just gave it to him for a few minutes.
彼にはこの1万円渡すときに全然惜しむ気持ちなんてなかったはずですよ。
He had no qualms about taking that money when I just handed it to him.
どうしてですか?
Why?
そのお金が自分のものじゃないって知ってたからですよ。
Because he already knew that this money didn't belong to him.
全ては神様のものです。
Everything that we have, everything that we are holding is God's to begin with.
私たちは単に管理者として預かってるに過ぎないんですね。
We're just the ones that He's just giving that to us to hold for a time.
私たちがもしですね、お金に関してこの観点を持つことができれば、すべてのお金は神様のものだって分かってればですね、与えることができるはずですね。
If we really, really understand this idea, this principle that everything that we have really from the beginning belongs to God, then it should not be difficult for us to be freely giving it back to Him and using for His
purposes. 最初から私たちのものではないっていうふうに理解しているからです。
Because we understand that it didn't belong to us from the beginning.
説教中に私に1万円くださった久保さんは本当の意味で私に与えたんじゃないんです。
So in truth, He did not give that money to me.
彼はただ持ち主に返したに過ぎないんです。
It's just that he returned the money that belonged to me.
我々がいつも与えるっていうことに問題があるのは、我々が管理人であるっていうことを理解してないからです。
The problem that we have with our offerings and our tithes is that we don't understand that we're just the one who are entrusted to hold it to give it back to God. We don't understand that we were not the owners from the beginning.
神様が全ての所有者であって、与えるっていうのはただ所有者に返してるに過ぎないんだっていうことを、忘れてしまうときに、我々すみません、ものね、そういうことができない、手放してしまうことができない、違うものにしてしまうとしても、そういうことが起こってしまうということです。
We keep forgetting, we keep thinking that everything that we have was ours because of our work, because of what we've done, and we keep forgetting that everything that we have wasn't ever ours from the beginning. It's everything that we have is because God has decided to bless thatand trust that to us for a time.
はい、3つ目のポイントです。それは、主の花嫁のお世話をするということです。
And the third point is a caring for God's bride, for the one that God loves the most.
ちょっと3人のボランティアに出てきてもらおうと思いますね。ちょっとオースティンさん。
I'm going to ask for three volunteers to ask anything to come up.
あとジョーダン、
and Jordan,
and of course Dave,
and David.
ちょっとね、でもなくて、じゃあジョーダンたち。
ちょっと例え話をしようと思いますね。
Okay, I want to use them and kind of do like a parable.
ある時ですね、こうちょっとね。旅に出なきゃいけなくなりました。
I have to go on a trip.
旅に出ます
。And so I'm going to go on my business trip.
そして、ちょっとね、3人にある責任をお願いしたいと思います。
And so I need to give each of you a different set of responsibilities for while I'm away.
一人ずつに毎月100万円を送りますよ。
Okay, and I'm going to give each of you
100万円。
Yeah, what is that?
1 million yen
a month.
そのうちの90万円はもう自分の好き勝手に使っていいですよ。
Of that, the 900,000 yen, you can use however you want, okay? I'm not going to give you any instruction on how that's used.
ただ、10万円だけは妻のマリにちゃんと与えてあげてくださいね。
But I want you to take the additional 100,000 yen.Every month, and I want you to give that to my. That 10%, I want you to give to my wife, Mari.
Okay. 10万円だけは必ずマリに送ってくださいよ。
So make sure that you give money the money that I have to give.
Okay,
you have to give that to
me.
Okay, I'm going on my trip.
Okay, fine.
はい、私は約束した通り100万円を一人ずつに送りました。
And so now I've kept my promise. Every month I'm sending a million yen.
毎月送りました。
Every month I send.
何ヶ月か経ちました。
And a few months have passed.
妻のマリに電話してみたんですね。
And I called my wife Mari.
みんな約束した通りの額をちゃんと受け取って、払ってもらってるか。
Is everybody doing what they said they were going to do? Are they all sending to you the 100,000 yen?
マリがこういうの答えました。
And Mari said this.
最初の人はあなたの指示した通りちゃんと10万円を毎月振り込んでくれた。
Austin every month is putting in our bank account the 100,000 yen like he said he would.
2番目の人はなんと毎月20万円振り込んでくれた。
The second majority, he's not only sending 100,000 yen, he's putting in 200,000 yen into the account every month.
なんでかわかんないんだけど、そうしてくれます。
I don't know why. I don't know why he's being that nice, but that's what he's doing. And as for David, the first month he gave me $800. And the next month he only gave me $300. And the third month, and since then, he's never sent me anything more. I'm giving from my money to them. And I told him, you can use the 900,000 yen however you want to use it.
ちゃんと我が家に送って妻のマリが植えてしまわないように食べ物があるようにしっかり面倒を見てくださいねってお願いしただけです。
The only thing that I requested is that they make sure that they send 100,000 yen a month to my wife Mari to make sure that she and my kids have enough that they can pay for everything that they need for their house and that they can be cared for.
さて妻を心から愛する、私として夫としてですね、私はどうするでしょうか。
So for thisThis woman that I love so deeply, what is it that I'm going to do for her?
最初のね、忠実な人にはおそらくこれからも引き続き10万円を送るでしょうね。
So, for Austin, I will continue to, you know, give him the money that I said that I would give to him.
もうね、この3人目のね、ただで与えた 90% でも飽き足らずにね、独り占めに全部してしまった3番目のデイビッドもどうしてやりましょうかね。
What should I do with David?
90% 全部使っちゃって。
He used everything
that 全部一人占めしちゃってね。
And used it for himself, everyone.
おそらくもう100万円送るのやめて、そして最も寛大だった人に渡すでしょうね。
And I think that he didn't even do what I asked him to do. So I think what I'll do is I'll take his money away and give it to somebody else.
どうしてですか?
Why?
それは2番目の人は最も信頼できる人だからですよ。
I'll give that to Jordan. And why? Because I can trust him. Because he didn't do only what I asked. He went above and beyond.
私が大切にしているものを大切にしてくれたからです。
The person that I value, that I love the most, he understands my values and he went above and beyond to care.
彼は私が与えたものの良い忠実な管理者だったからですよ。
He not only did what was expected of him, he went above and beyond.
ちょっとこれをね、自分たちに当てはめてみたいと思うんです。
So I'd like us to now think about that and apply that to our lives, what does that mean for us?
イエス様はしばらくの間出かけられました。
Jesus for a time has left, has gone away.
イエス様は私たちに指示を出して、どうかあなたたちで私の花嫁をちゃんと管理してくださいよ、私の家に食物が満たしてくださいよ。
And Jesus is saying to us, I'm going to leave for a time, but I'm entrusting to you, my bride, the bride of Christ, and I'm asking you to take care of her.
主の花嫁って何、誰ですか？
Who is the bride of Christ?
教会でしょ。主の花嫁、教会ですよね。
The church is the bride of Christ.
教会のお世話しなさいよ。主の食べ物があるようにしなさいよ。10% 私の家に、私がいない間、ちゃんと入れてくださいよ。
So please make sure that you care for my church. Please make sure that you see that the church is cared for, is loved, has everything that is needed.
そして残りの 90% は好き勝手にしていいですよ。
And the rest that I've given to you, you can use however it is that you want to use it. That's your freedom.
これに従った方っていうのは祝福されるでしょう。
And the person who does at least what he asks of will be blessed, right?
それ以上にやる方はもっと祝福されるでしょう。
But the one who goes above and beyond that will be blessed even beyond that.
だけれども、最低限のことでさえも、仕事していない人は持っているものまでも取り上げられて、そしてもっと管理ができる人に与えられてしまう。
And the one who does not do that,What will Jesus do? He'll take that away and he'll give that gift to the person who is abundant in caring for and loving.
はい、良い管理者には神様ご恩におっしゃられます。忠実な良いしもべがよくやった。お前は少しのものに忠実であったから多くのものを管理させよう。主人と一緒に喜んでくれ。
And Jesus says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little."So I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.
神様は変わられることはありません。同じように十一献金も信頼と信仰を持ってですね、それを行う人には祝福を持って必ず答えてくださる、そういう機会で、あり得るわけですね。
God says, I the Lord do not change, and he does not change. He is very clear. If you do what I ask of you, I will bless you. If you go above and beyond what I ask of you, I will bless you even more. Just watch, just try and see how much I can actually do for you.
神様は決してケチな方ではありませんね。
God is not a miserly God.
考えてみてください。イエス様の命さえも与えてくださいました。
And God gave his absolutely very best.
ガラティア3章13節。キリストは私たちのために呪われたものとなって、私たちを律法の呪いから贖い出してくださいました。なぜなら、木にかけられるものはすべて呪われたものであると書いてあるからです。
In Galatians 3:13, Paul writes this, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written,Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree.
イエス様が私たちの代わりに身代わりとなってくださったおかげで私たちが呪いを振りかぶるのではなくて神様に祝福されるものになったかということですよ。
Jesus stepped in and he took our curse from us. Why? So that we could receive the blessing of God that he wanted to give to us from the beginning.
はい、続く14節。このことはアブラハムへの祝福がキリストイエスによって異邦人に及ぶためであり、その結果私たちが信仰によって約束の御霊を受けるためなのですっていうふうに言われています。
And it continues, so that in Christ Jesus the blessings of Abraham might come to the Gentiles so that we might receive the promised spirit through faith.
はい、ですので私たちが祝福を受けるために神様はそこまでしてくださったんだ、与え尽くしてくださったんだ。
The reason why God did thisis because he had blessings prepared for us that he wanted to pour out on us. And he did that through his son Jesus so that we could receive the things that he has prepared for us.
そこまで捧げ尽くしてくださった主に私たちは何をお返しすることができるんでしょうか。
God went to that extreme. He loved us that much that he gave us that much. So what is it that we can do in responseTo such a generous God.
この教会を考えるときにですね、本当に、世代交代、著しくてですね、まあ、2人の長老もいましたし、年配の方々ももっともっといらっしゃったわけですけれども、まあ、たくさんの方が、手に召されましたね。
If you think about this church honestly is in a time of transition, in a time of change. It was only about 5 years ago that this church had two shepherds, two elders, and there were more older people, but many of those people have gone on to be with Christ.
本当に変化の中にある教会っていうそういう宿命っていうんでしょうかね、そういう中を我々歩んでいるわけですね。けれども祝福されています。
We are constantly in a time of change. People are coming and are going, and we have a lot of new people that are coming, and that is a blessing. And we look at that and we can see clearly that God is blessing us.
それは私たちが本当の意味で与える教会、捧げる教会であるからなんだろうなというのは本当に心からそう思います。
And I really believe that God blesses us because we are trying to become, we are trying to grow as a giving church.
はい、来週もカンボジアの子どもたちのために捧げる時を持ちますね。年に3回こういう時も持ってます。
Next week, we'll have a chance to give for the children in Cambodia, to show our love, to show the blessings that we've received from God, and to share some of that with the children in Cambodia.
震災が起こった時も、本当にどうしたらいいのかわからない時に、我々が受け皿となって全国各地からね、献金を送ってくださって、そのために3年間、チームを送ることもできました。そして今も、年に4回、派遣しています。
In the midst of the disaster, when everybody was in chaos, God chose to ask us to receive the money both within the country and from nations around the world, and sent us out to go and partner with others to serve in that time of disaster, in that time of need. And we not only have done that for 3 years, but we are continuing to do that quarterly even now.
きれいなですね、日本語クラス、外国人に対して手を差し伸ばしていたり、EBC も今60、70名ぐらいでしょうかね、明日のサンクスギビングパーティーも、おそらく3分の2ぐらい EBC から地域の方々が参加してくださいですね。
We have the Japanese class where the people that come to serve and to walk alongside us here from other countries, we try to show love and try to show care and try to connect in relationships through teaching Japanese and through building relationships in that time. Also, we have people coming in to learn English. The EBC tomorrow, we're going to have the Thanksgiving, and two-thirds of the people who are coming are people who are involved in the EBC ministry.
今週の土曜日も中高生とかよく読んでね、スタッフさんに40名の中高生たちが来ると思います。ちょっとキリがないのでカットしますが、もう本当にそういうふうに神様がそれだけの方々を送ってくださっているというのは、それだけ外に開かれた教会、捧げる教会、使える教会、与える教会であるからだろうなというふうに信じています。
This upcoming weekend we'll be having a youth day, and we'll probably have about 30 youth who will come to be a part of that. We have an opportunity to love them and to try to connect with themand to share Christ with them. There's so much more that we can do. We don't have time to list all of the ways that God is working through the whole church and through individuals in other ways that we don't even see. But we do believe that God, you know, a lot of churches are struggling to find somebody that they can share Christ with. But God keeps sending us tons of people that we can share with and that we can bless.
街道リフォームということを、ね、こう大きいお金が今必要となっているわけですね。まあ、確かに信仰のテスト、信仰のチャレンジです。
We are being faced with a test of faith as a church family right now. We have to find funds to be able to care for this facility that we use.For so many different things, and this certainly is a challenge of faith, a test for us as a church family.
若者が増えてきた。本当にたくさんの祝福なわけですが、喜ぶべきことなわけですけども、収入は少ないわけですよね。
We have a lot of young people. Some have salaries, and some do not. And that's a challenge that we have, is that we have a lot of people on very limited incomes, people living on.Living on pensions and people who don't have jobs yet.
教会に非常に熱心な AT の先生方がですね、たくさん来年の3月に帰ってしまうわけですよね。
We are also facing this reality. We have a lot of the AETs who are here, who are serving in our community, who are loving in tons and tons and tons of ways. And a lot of those ones are leaving. The ones that have become a part of the core of who we are, they will be returning to North America.
I'll
be honest with you. I see that and I think, are we going to be okay?
けれども、もう一回ですね、このマラキ書の3章10節を皆さん読んでみたいと思うんです、最後に。
But I would like us to go ahead and read this scripture again together and to remember what it is that God has promised, what God has said.
ご一緒に声出して読んでみたいと思います。はい、10分の1をことごとく宝物蔵に携えてきて、私の家の食物とせよ。こうして私を試してみよう。万軍の主は仰せられる。私があなた方のために天の窓を開き、あふれるばかりの祝福をあなた方に注ぐかどうかを試してみよう。
Okay, English speakers, let's read this out loud together and let's, as we're reading it, let's hear what it is that God is saying to us as a community. Okay. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse.That there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store
it.
God is saying, test me, try me.
神様はきっと必要であるものを備えてくださるはずだ。福音宣教の前進のために必ず必要なものを備えてくださるはずだ。私はそう信じたいと思います。
I really want to believe that everything that we have, that we need, in fact, more than what we need, God is holding that and He is ready to give that. He's ready to entrust that to us. I really, really, really want to believe that and see that come to fruition.
試してみようじゃないですか。信じてみようじゃないですか。神様がどれほど私たちを祝福することができるのか、私たちとキリストの教会を通してどんな働きをしてくださるのか、あるいは日本、この国を変えてくださることを自分の世代で体験してみたいなというふうに思います。そうじゃなくても次の世代でもいいです。神様がどこまで私たちを通してこの国を祝福してくださるのか、そのことを信じて、用意があるというふうに信じて祈っていきたいというふうに思います。
How about you? How about the rest of our family here? Do you want to also believe? Do you want to really test God and see if He really does love, if He really does want to bless, if He really wants to bring more than what we have experienced, more than what we have seen, more than what we know? Do you really believe that He can do that? Do you really believe that He can do that in us and through us as well? Do you want to try? Do you want to test Him and see if He will do it? That's my hope, that's my prayer, that as a family that we will gather together and that we will decide as a church to step forward and to test God in this. I pray for God's richest blessings over each and every